For the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. Amen.
Amen.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, just magnificent that God creates all of these things for us. This morning when I got up earlier than I like to, but in order to be here by 7:30, I needed to leave the house by 7 o'clock. And as I went out and got into my car, the splendor of the sky was absolutely unimaginable. It was just so beautiful. It was just red and purple, and little by little you could see the light of the world coming in as the sun was coming up this morning. And my heart was really touched by the beauty of the earth and the splendor of the skies. And as I was thinking about that old hymn, I thought to myself, well, I really need to hurry up in order to get there on time. And then I thought, no hurrying up. Actually, God has created for us this incredible, incredible sky. This is a new day to be newly touched by the love of God in all that God creates for us. And so I drove to the end of my driveway and just got out and took pictures of that magnificent sky, and thought to myself about how important it is to take time to see God in every place that you have an opportunity to see God. I also have such a sense of wanting to see the face of Jesus. Not that Jesus would just come to me in a vision, but maybe when I was waiting for my surgery to happen, I kind of wanted to see maybe a shadow of Jesus' face on the wall, or something that would remind me of Jesus. And I kept saying, I really want to see Jesus. I really want to see Jesus. Well, you know, the nurses came in who were so kind and gentle with me because I had been there before and I am not necessarily an easy patient. And the doctor came in and assured me everything was going to be just fine. But my regular anesthesiologist was not there, and I wasn't happy about that at all. Until this beautiful young woman came in, and she told me she was 30. And honestly, that scared me half to death. I thought, my grandchildren are older than that. And I said to her, my grandchildren are older than that. And she was kind of like, and I said, but they do good things too, so I'm sure this will be great. Well, you know, she totally distracted me about talking about doing stretching exercises and a whole variety of things until really I was very calm. And I realized in this young woman's face, maybe I could see Jesus there in all of the kind and lovingness that she was sharing with me, even though they were late and they were trying to hurry. She told the doctor, I need just a few more minutes. And she just continued to talk to me and relax me. I thought to myself as I went into the surgery, I still wished I could see the face of Jesus. As I was reading these scriptures this morning, the first one in Isaiah is one of my favorite, and really I encourage you to just take this particular insert home with you, and every time you're feeling lonely, afraid, not sure what's going to happen again, read Isaiah 43. He says, I have called you by name. You are mine. I have called you by name. You are mine. I pretty much wear that button all of the time. Just as a reminder that God is constantly calling me, reassuring me, being with me each and every day through whatever I am going through. And there's a phrase in there that says, I love you. Imagine that. God says, I love you to each and every one of us. And then as we go on to the new scripture, here we are at the baptism. And John is surrounded by people on the bank of the Jordan, and they are saying to him, are you the Messiah? And he's saying, no, not me. And really, don't you think how incredible it was for this group of people to be looking? They're looking for Jesus. They don't know that. They're looking for the Messiah. They are looking for the Messiah who will save them from all of the problems that they are having in all of their land. They don't have a sense that they're talking about saving grace that Jesus will bring to each and every one of us. But as they look around at all of the people, they are questioning, who will he be? What will he look like? And John is assuring him that he is so special that John couldn't even untie his sandals, that the love that Jesus would bring would be so magnificent. And then we hear the scripture, and it says that Jesus comes, and with all of the people, he also is baptized. And when he's baptized, there comes a dove that lights on him. The Prince of Peace is touched by God, and the voice of God says, this is my son, who I am so proud. This is my beloved. Such an awesome thing to read. This is my son, whom I am so proud, my beloved. And I have to tell you, God says that to each and every one of us on a regular basis. If you're listening, you can just have a sense of the wonder of God that has surrounded you on that day and carried you through whatever things that you need to be carried through. That God would be right there with you. It says, I have called you by name, you are mine. I have called you, all of you, by name, you are mine. And as much as Jesus is God's beloved son, you and I too are born to be in the image of God. We too are born to be loved, just loved by God. Now, I'm still looking for Jesus in all of the operations. I'm still looking for Jesus as I'm waking up out of my fuzzy brain and as I'm being wheeled out to the waiting room. My friend had texted me to say, Rose has been here. Rose has been here since the beginning when you were supposed to have your surgery, and by herself she waited all that time. Rose has been here. And that the peace and love that I felt surely came from all of the prayers from many people that were carried to me by Rose. And as I said, I was a little bit under anesthetic, but when I came out, I turned and I looked at Rose and I said, Jesus is here. And this was true for me. As I looked into her beautiful, caring face, I knew that the love of Christ shined out of her eyes and that she had held me in her prayers and that she was a face of Jesus for me on that day. On that day, I encourage you to look around. Where have you seen Jesus today? Where have you seen the love of Jesus? Where have you been at the Jordan River questioning who Jesus is and wanting to know what's going to happen as you go forward in your life? And you have an opportunity to hear God say, this is my beloved son. But perhaps on this day, what you hear is, in your mind, God saying to you, you are my beloved child. You are my beloved child. I will watch over you and care for you. And through all of the travail that you may face, I will be right there with you. God encourages us to stop when the sun is so magnificent so magnificent. I always just want to jump out in the middle of the road and stop the cars and say, look, look what God created for us today. Just look at the magnificence of this, of the tiny little flowers that are going to be coming and the beautiful leaves and the grass. Look around at what God has created for us today. And then listen. Listen carefully, for God speaks to you on a regular basis. Sometimes we just don't take time to hear or feel that incredible embrace of God. And then be aware. Be aware of the beauty of the faces of the people around you. Men, women, children, little babies, who look up at you with eyes that are filled with the Holy Spirit and the love of God. For you will be touched by those people today. And you have a gift. God says that He loves you. In the scripture it says, I have called you by name and I love you. And you have a responsibility to be the face of Christ for someone else on this day or another. Look with love. Take the Holy Spirit. Go into the world. Make a difference. The Prince of Peace has come among us. We have been baptized together in the love of Jesus Christ. May we take this beauty out into the world and share it for a peaceful place for all of humanity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.